The name Matthew means gift of Jehovah, and free will choice is the gift of our Father, Mother, God to all of its individualized sons and daughters. When incarnating in a physical body, one of our first positive acts is to choose to breathe, to take in oxygen through the respiratory tract, and thereby to all cells in order to initiate life outside the womb. Breathing is a constant rhythmic act that continuously must be renewed. Likewise, free will choice is something that must be employed at each stage of our growth. While a baby, many of those choices must be made for us by our parents. But as we grow and mature, we learn to make more and more decisions. We choose friends, professions, partners, lifestyles, and spiritual pathways. After our spiritual awakening, we begin making decisions to align our mortal will with Spirit's will. Many of our old choices must be reviewed and re-examined in light of our new awareness. For in discovering and experiencing that God's will for us is harmony, balance, wholeness, or holiness, love, and peace, we have to undo and to transmute any of our earlier desires and choices to be competitive, egotistical, self-serving, or harmful to others. We thus start the long process of choosing God's will instead of our mortal desires. We learn in a series of steps and experiences to implant the spiritual characteristic of will. The decisions do not necessarily get any easier along the way. At each step, God's will must be discerned. At each new step, the overall implication greater for our responsibility as spiritual beings to enact God's will is deepened. This growing alignment of mortal will with Spirit's will can be seen throughout the life of Jesus. Even at age 12, while on a trip to Jerusalem with his parents, he was attuned sufficiently with the will of his high self to stay behind in the temple to talk with the rabbis. He told his parents he was about his father's business. That is, he was following Spirit's will for him. When it came time to start his ministry, he chose to be an instrument for turning water into wine at the wedding of Cana. At first, he decided it was not time to make that spiritual demonstration, but later he agreed it was Spirit's will to go ahead with it. Likewise, in all his other demonstrations, he had to choose to participate, to allow Spirit to work through him to demonstrate that he was the Messiah long prophesied by the Jews. For example, he chose to upbraid the scribes and the Pharisees, knowing they were not following Spirit's will, but also knowing he would be hated, plotted against, and abused by them. Finally, prior to his crucifixion, he went to the gardens of Gethsemane to pray and to determine Spirit's will. Obviously, this was not an easy choice, for the Holy Bible records his agony. Nonetheless, he chose Spirit's will. He removed his personal preference. He aligned his mortal will with that of his Christ self. Even at the time of his betrayal, Jesus told Judas at the Passover supper to go do what he had to do. He chose to go along with Judas, act of betrayal, knowing full well the consequences. So, as interpreted by many, including Yolanda's channelings, Judas attempted to force Jesus' hand, hoping Jesus publicly would proclaim himself the Messiah and would lead the Jewish people in revolt to free themselves from Roman domination and occupation. Judas in this sense represents self-will, the mortal aspects which try to impose mortal solutions. Due to his error and his subsequent demise, Judas was replaced by another disciple, Matthias, whose name is similar to that of Matthew and also means given wholly to Jehovah, symbolizing one who follows Spirit's will. In like manner, all spiritual students must remove mortal desires and decisions that betray their spiritual roles and missions, replacing them with God's will. Unfortunately, choosing Spirit's will is not always an easy task, even for the advanced spiritual student, for it is complicated by our record of choices, not only from this life, but also from previous lives in which we failed to implement Spirit's will. Trying to discern between the mortal desires stored in the subconscious tract and the true desires of the high self require much patience and discipline. Furthermore, living on earth in this latter day period of tremendous confusion and upheaval makes the task even more difficult. Sometimes it is necessary to make the best possible choice, then to wait to see the fruits of that decision. If over a period of time it results in harmony, love, balance, and health, our choice was God's will. But if it leads in the long run to disease, discord, or disorder, we can be reasonably sure our choice was based on our mortal preferences. In the latter case, we must retrace our steps, rethink our decisions, and initiate a new series of steps that are aligned more fully with the will of our high self. That is why it is so important that the first four characteristics, faith, strength, love, and judgment, be anchored firmly if we are to make proper free will choices. Our faith must be in God and His spiritual laws. Our strength and stability must be firmly rooted. Our love has to be center of or the key to all our expressions. Our judgment must be based on all available facts. If there is some limitation or error in any of these first four spiritual qualities, we will not be able to always discern fully Spirit's will. The same sort of interaction applies to the corresponding physical systems. For example, if the cerebrum of the brain, the organ relating to the faith characteristic, has some abnormality, it may cause a malfunctioning of the lungs, the organs relating to will, even if the lungs have no weakness of their own. In like manner, a disorder of the respiratory tract may limit the amount of oxygen taken into the bloodstream, thus restricting the amount of oxygen reaching the brain and limiting its function as the central computer station. Each spiritual characteristic and corresponding physical system works together with all other spiritual characteristics and physical systems. Therefore, in examining our will characteristic, we cannot be too narrow in our understanding or interpretation, but rather we must see the spiritual quality in connection with each of the other qualities. Nonetheless, because the spiritual quality of will involves our ability to make decisions and to align our mortal will with Spirit's will, difficulties with this characteristic can contribute to diseases of the respiratory system. You are listening to the podcast Om Ministries, I Am Consciousness. Click on the follow button if you are ready to claim your power, harness your God mind, and change your world. I love you.